I'm thinking, let's see, you got really cute Skylar Diggins, who I adore, and Elena Deladon, fantastic.
Uh-huh.
And then there's Brittany Griner in a bow tie. And I'm thinking, well, that's odd. Never seen a chick wear a bow tie. That's strange. Never seen a bird fly into someone's head. It was like he couldn't even avoid it. Anyway, I've never seen that before where there was a chick in a bow tie. I don't know. Just like if Roger Scott showed up in a dress, I wouldn't bat an eye at it. Brittany Griner in a bow tie, yeah, it seemed weird, but then I'm like, eh. Makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, there's a lot, obviously, of female athletes that are, like, definitely out and lesbian, and they're completely okay with
it. What was your
it.
Other sport besides golf?
Softball.
Okay, well, that's...
Golf and softball.
When did you quit playing softball?
When I took
started
up golf.
Started playing golf?
Yeah, I played softball. I played, like, on a rep team. I don't know what that's called here, like a traveling team would
so
be considered.
So you did one,
here.
Then the other?
Yeah, I did. I went I went all the way until I was, like, 17, and then when I was 18, I started playing golf.
You know what's going to be? That's what really irritates me the most, is you've only been playing golf since you were 18. What's going to be on your headstone is you can't multitask.
You know what? I had to work, too. Plus, I was in school. I had to make the decision.
You know what?
I'm glad I chose the decision that I did, because apparently I look exactly like Jenny Finch, and she was so darn good, so I didn't have no shot.
You do look a little bit like Jenny Finch.
I get it, too. I get Jenny Finch on almost a daily basis.
Really?
Almost a daily basis.
What do you get when you parked in handicap spaces? You don't get Jenny Finch, I bet.
Oh, my gosh. I did that one time. Are you going to hold that? Like, is that the only thing I've done wrong, so you're just going to hold that against
me?
Be
glad. If that's the worst thing anybody could say about you.
Oh,
that's
I'm
pretty
sure
good.
That's probably not the worst thing you'd say. But yeah, I mean, lately, that's probably the worst thing that I've done.
Are you kidding me? I've done 10 things worse than that this week, and it's only Wednesday. President Obama and everybody else has been celebrating the Jason Collins announcement. Here he is talking about it.
I told him I couldn't be prouder. One of the extraordinary measures of progress that we've seen in this country has been the recognition that the LGBT community deserves full equality, not just partial equality, not just tolerance, but a recognition that they're fully a part of the American family. You know, given the importance of sports in our society, for an individual who's excelled at the highest levels in one of the major sports to go ahead and say, this is who I am, I'm proud of it, I'm still a great competitor, I'm still 7 foot tall and can bang with Shaq and you know, deliver a hard foul. And I think a lot of young people out there, you know, gay or lesbian, who are struggling with these issues, to see a role model like that who's unafraid, I think it's a great thing.
I can't help being 12. I mean, I'm sorry. maybe you could have chosen a little better words than that. I'm sure Shaquille O'Neal doesn't want to be roped into that whole deal. 7 feet tall, I can still bang the Shaq. Odd choice of words. That's cool. Zone FU quickly, and then we'll move on. I don't want to spend much time on this. We spent the whole first hour talking about this whole deal yesterday. But you may have seen Chris Broussard, who I thought took a very brave stance. He is very committed to his position as a devout Christian, mm-hmm. and somebody who it's not that he's anti-gay, but he doesn't believe that that's what his religious teachings approve of. In the same way that he doesn't approve of sex outside of marriage.
Yeah.
So he did lump those in together, among other sins, but he was very very forthright in his beliefs when he was asked about his reaction to Jason Collins. And it has been across the board applause, pats on the back, hooray, hooray for Jason Collins. Really, he's the only buddy, he's the only person of significance that I've seen that has really said, you know what, I don't agree with this.
It goes against what I believe.
Yeah, exactly. And ESPN has come out, and they're playing the safety position.
I mean,
they say they regret the distraction caused by Broussard's comments. Look, I thought he was very thoughtful in his reaction. I thought he was very articulate in his reaction to it. I thought he lumped it in with other things. And again, sometimes we get afraid of talking about that kind of thing, especially outside of our community. I mean, there are other parts of this country that aren't as comfortable talking about religious beliefs and wearing those on their sleeve as we are here. But mm-hmm. I thought it took a lot of guts for him to come out and be, you know, public about his beliefs too.
Oh, absolutely. Especially in this day and age where everyone's like, pro everything when it comes
right.
to that.
Everything's
and
cool.
Everything's
all
cool.
Good.
Just let everything happen. And yeah, it's down here specifically, you will have people come out and say, you know what, that is not against, that is, it goes against my Christian beliefs, for sure. So, yeah, it definitely took guts for him to say that.
Against, though, because we're not from
against
Canada.
Against. How do you say it? Against.
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 I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying that's what we do.
Whatever.
What's, how's this playing Canada, you think?
I don't know if it plays as big of a significance as it does in the southern United States. I don't even know if it plays that significant of a role outside of the southern United States, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think it's as big of a deal as the West Coast or possibly, you know, up in the Northeast.
The good news is we can move off of it now and
correct.
Move on to other things, and we can talk
we
about
got a lot of things
Kentucky
going
Derby,
on.
NBA, other things to get to. We have to talk about golf. Vijay Singh's getting away with cheating in much the same way Tiger did. Just kidding. But Vijay Singh, no punishment. And there are some people who are upset about it, including Greg Norman. Christina has an opinion on it, and we'll get her thoughts on deer antler spray,
what
among other
I
things.
Why do I not have an opinion
Here's
on
my thing. You know what? I'm all for intention. And I think that the punishment should be equal or worse for attempted murder. I've said this before. Because if you're so dumb that you try to kill somebody and you can't pull it off, you should get an additional punishment for being a moron. I think if you try to cheat and you clearly know you're doing something you're not supposed to, and then they come back and decide, well, it's not really cheating, even though your intention was to, the intention should fit the crime.
Okay, well, let's clarify.
Or the punishment should fit the intention.
Well, let's clarify this. I firmly do not believe Tiger Woods believed he was cheating at Augusta. I do not. I firmly believe.
What about everywhere else?
No, anywhere else. But in that specific situation, in my mind, Tiger Woods did not believe he was cheating. When the situation was happening, that's my personal opinion. I obviously can't prove
one
or the other. In my personal opinion, he wasn't cheating. Did Vijay Singh know that deer antler spray had the testosterone or whatever it is that gave him the extra energy or that he shouldn't have been taking that? Absolutely.
Thank
1,000%. He knew he should not have been taking that.
I mean, it's not like he ate many peas. I mean, this is something that is totally out of the... Well, it's like deer antler spray, and you're like, immediately your reaction is, what?
Exactly.
And if that's your immediate reaction, then you probably want to go, I better look into seeing if this is okay or not.
Okay, and going back, the only person who's ever been suspended for a banned substance, I believe, is Doug Barron, who was taking... Basically, he was taking testosterone, but he had been taking one form of it ever since he was, like, in his teen years because he needs it. Like, there's something medically wrong with him. And so he was taking, I'm going to say the wrong drug, but it was, like, some sort of drug, like a prescription medication, mm-hmm. but they gave him the testosterone. He tested positive for taking testosterone, and he was banned.
For how long?
I want to say 2 years, possibly. I'm not exactly 100% positive. I have to Google it. But I know for a fact he was banned, and I think he is the only one who has been banned by taking a banned substance like that, like a testosterone, performance enhancer,
right.
Not like a
Although,
drug.
Some people would say that weed is a performance enhancer if you
but
get real.
But he took it for a medical reason. He actually changed what he was taking, and they still penalized him.
It's really not fair. It's really not fair. Then there's guys like Tiger Woods who need to probably get testosterone taken out of their system. They have too much. Cricket Man.
Yes, sir.
What's up, player?
Hey, I got a question for your Canadian friend.
Or Christine, either one.
One or the other. I'll go by Canadian friend.
Well, now, isn't Canadian and hockey kind of like an oxymoron type deal? I mean, is there any other kind of hockey besides Canadian hockey?
Well, the LA Kings would argue that, yeah, there is.
Well, I mean, but it, you know, you think Canada, you think hockey anyway.
What about Russian hockey?
Well, you know, I mean, and then also,
this is why we call him Cricket Man, because we usually play the crickets over him because it's more entertaining than his calls.
And everything that's south of Canada is considered the southern United States.
No, that is not correct.
No, there's the south, not southern.
Oh, this. Well, what would I consider this, the southern
Canada,
United States, the south United States?
Canada's America's hat, so yes,
it's just the south.
Geographic description,
the
yes,
south.
The United States is
right.
South.
The south.
I got you, the south.
Right.
My apologies.
People in Wisconsin,
I apologize to him.
People that live in Missouri are southern.
Missouri is the great, I think Missouri is the great divide. Because
well, you are definitely southern when you say Missouri. Where is the A in that?
I'm
Y'all
Missouri.
Correct me, but where's the
I agree.
Missouri?
I'm from Missouri. I was born in Indiana, so actually I'll take Grandma Hoosier.
Okay. You know what? I love you. I've lost interest in this call already. Missouri, to me, it's the most northern-southern state there is, or the most southern-northern state, whatever you choose.
Yeah.
I think Missouri has tenets of both north and south.
I'm sure.
If you go to Kansas City or St. Louis, and then you go to some other parts of Missouri, I think it's got some traditions of both. I like Missouri for that reason. But they say they're the show me state.
There you go.
Show me north, show me south, show you everything. I'm Missouri.
Oh my gosh.
I think I'm better than you.
What are you doing, an ad lib for Missouri now?
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're making plans for your summer vacation. Check out the Show Me State. It's Missouri in some circles. Missouri and others.
For that. I hope there's a check.
Check out Branson, Missouri. You can get right on Highway 65 and head north, and you'll run right into God's country. It's Branson, Missouri, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my gosh. You love Branson.
Then keep heading north and check out Kansas City and swing over and see one of the great baseball organizations of all time, the St. Louis Cardinals. Boy, you want to talk about just a plethora of riches in one state. It's Missouri.
Your check's in the mail.
Exactly. It ought to be. I do want to talk about Crazy Mike's, because whether you're from Missouri or you're from Missoula, Montana, you'll love Crazy Mike's Shrimp and Wings. And if you're from Conway, you'll dig.